AI systems need a rock-solid base, right? It all starts with the infrastructure that supports them. Let's explore how to harden that infrastructure, especially when AI is helping with development. Think of it as building a super secure and reliable base camp. We want to make sure everything is protected and running smoothly. This ensures your AI-augmented development projects stay on track. Infrastructure security is absolutely foundational, especially now. It's the bedrock for application and AI development. But with AI's RAPID growth, it's much more than just securing servers. We're also protecting AI model hosting, high-powered GPU clusters, and all the AI tools developers are using. It's a new landscape. CIS benchmarks give you the nitty-gritty for securing your systems. Forget vague advice. These are step-by-step instructions. Automated assessment tools? Think of them as your compliance assistants. They RAPIDly verify whether you're following CIS benchmark guidelines. This makes staying secure so much easier. Container security often starts before deployment, during the build. The idea is to shrink the attack surface. Fewer components mean fewer vulnerabilities, right? That's why using minimal base images is so effective. Think Distroless, Alpine, or ChainGuard. They cut out extra operating system packages. Then there are multi-stage builds, which are another smart approach. Image integrity is non-negotiable when it's time to ship. Think of it like physical goods. You'd verify authenticity before shipping anything, correct? That's why signing container images with tools like CoSign is so critical. It's a digital guarantee against tampering. And of course, pushing those images to private registries only adds another essential layer of protection. Runtime container security. It's all about limiting the blast radius. Think of it as damage control. A key step is running containers as non-root. If a vulnerability is exploited and the container is root, the attacker has way too much control. We want to deny them that leverage. Also consider read-only file systems. Can the container write to places it shouldn't? Making the file system read-only prevents unwanted changes. Continuous monitoring is truly powerful for container security. It's like having a constant watchful eye. The key is detecting anomalies in real time, spotting anything unusual. Tools like Falco are invaluable because they flag suspicious behavior. Beyond behavior, we also need continuous scanning. This helps find new vulnerabilities in our container images as soon as they're discovered. Infrastructure as code, or IaC, is code, so we need to secure it. We automate infrastructure using tools like Terraform, CloudFormation, and Ansible. The key is to scan that code for vulnerabilities, just like we do with our applications. Ignoring IaC security can be a costly oversight. AI-generated infrastructure as code offers great efficiency, but let's inject some reality here. Security risks. An AI might generate functional code that deploys your infrastructure, yet inadvertently create security loopholes. It's not infallible. We need to consider the potential for vulnerabilities. Pod security standards are key to Kubernetes security. They're like built-in security guardrails for your pods. For production, you'll want the restricted profile. It's the strictest, and it minimizes your attack surface. The baseline profile is more permissive, and it's good for general-purpose applications. Choosing the right profile is crucial to securing your cluster. To minimize damage from a security breach, think about isolation. Network policies are essential. They precisely control pod communication, both inside and outside. A default deny approach works best. Block all traffic initially, then only permit what's absolutely required. This significantly reduces your attack surface. Securing Kubernetes means more than just access control. Admission controllers act like intelligent gatekeepers for your cluster. Tools like OPA, Gatekeeper, and Kiverno let you define policies that automatically validate and even modify pod configurations before they're deployed. Critically, never store secrets unencrypted in etcd. That's equivalent to leaving your keys out in the open. Your GPU cluster is likely the most valuable part of your AI setup, so security is paramount. Think about who has access. Tight access control is essential to prevent unauthorized use and data breaches. Then consider network isolation. Containing those training workloads limits your attack surface. These two steps are key to keeping your AI infrastructure safe. Securing AI infrastructure means locking down model serving and data pipelines. Think of it like this. You wouldn't leave your front door wide open, right? Authentication is just as critical for your AI models. Require it on all inference endpoints. Also, consider rate limiting. It's crucial for preventing denial of service attacks that could overwhelm your inference endpoints and take them offline. Keeping your cloud secure means constant vigilance. That's where Cloud Security Posture Management, or CSPM, is essential. Think of CSPM as a continuous health monitor for your cloud setup. CSPM tools are always scanning, detecting drifts from your security baseline, and flagging misconfigurations. A key advantage? CSPM maps findings directly to compliance frameworks like CIS or HIPAA, simplifying audits and demonstrating adherence. Infrastructure security, it's truly the foundation for secure AI development. Think of it as the bedrock. To prevent vulnerabilities, apply CIS benchmarks. Security best practices, Yana, across all environments, including development. This proactive approach is essential in mitigating risks early and ensuring a robust security posture. Hopefully that clarifies our approach. I wanted to share these insights with you today. I'm eager to hear your thoughts. What questions do you have? I'm happy to discuss anything that's on your mind.